Hello and welcome to the CGF podcast. My name is Louise Chester. I work in the communications team at the Consumer Goods Forum, and this is the first episode of season two of our podcast, where we delve behind the scenes of our work and we share our thoughts on the challenges facing our industry, the planet, and its people. The Consumer Goods Forum is a CEO-led organization that helps the world's retailers and consumer goods manufacturers to collaborate alongside other key stakeholders to secure consumer trust and drive positive change. We ended 2019 by speaking to one Erica, the new GFSI director, Erica Stewart, and we're beginning this new year by chatting to another, Erica Rodriguez, who's the regional manager of Latin America and who's based in Bogota, Colombia. We're going to be hearing more about the CGF's work across the entire region and the office's plans for 2020. So, hello, Erica. Thank you very much for joining me today on the podcast.
Hi, Louise. How are you? Thank you for inviting me.
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thank you. Here in Bogota, Colombia.
Yes. So I actually wanted to begin by asking about what your current projects and priorities are for the region. And maybe you could tell our listeners a bit about what the region actually means to you. Which countries do you work across?
Okay. So I'm in charge of Latin America. Latin America includes from Mexico to Argentina.
Okay.
So it's a pretty big region. We have different members, of course global members, but also local and regional members who have different priorities and have different views in the region. So we are working now in our priorities in the region is to, like, you know, region is to bring global to local. So we are working on CHL, in health and wellness, we are mainly focusing CHL, and we have different projects across the region. We have one project in Colombia, Costa Rica, we have another one in Mexico, and we are about to start in Santiago, in Chile.
So CHL, I just wanted to clarify, that's Collaboration for Healthier Lives, right?
Right. So that's what we want to do in CHL is to help our consumer and customers to make more informed decision and to live healthier life on the point of sales, in the point of sales. So we work collaboratively together, retailers and manufacturers, to bring this information in the stores and to bring information of our products to the customers on the point of sales. We are also working in food waste. We have a pilot that we launched in 2019 in Argentina.
Yeah,
with
so
the
that's
Ministry
quite new.
Of, yep, it is new. We are really excited about this project because we are with different partners. We have, the FAO, but we also have WRI, which is the World Resource Institute, we have IDB, which is the Inter-American Development Bank, and the government, we have the Ministry of Agriculture, and of course our members, retailers and manufacturers.
Wonderful.
And our third priority or project that we are working in the CGF initiative or pillars is GFSI.
Yeah.
So we have different local groups in Latin America. We have one in Mexico, one in Argentina, one in Chile, and the other one in Brazil.
Gosh.
That is the new one we launched in 2019 as well. So that's our priorities and our current projects in the region.
Okay, super. So that is a lot. That's an awful lot for you to be juggling.
It's challenging, but it's really, the members help us a lot.
Yeah. Okay. So speaking of the members, the LATAM board, I know, was actually the CGF's first regional board to be set up. So maybe you could tell me a bit about how they work and what do these members bring to the table?
Well, they really drive CGF initiative in the region. So what we have a close relationship with local and regional members, and that what they help us a lot is to align all the global board vision to the global and the global priorities to the region. So what they really help us is to drive positive change in the region. I think that that's the main objective of the of a regional board, is to really to make sure that all the global priorities are being implemented locally and regional. Of course, we can have different I wouldn't say no priorities, we have the same initiative as the global CGF, okay, but maybe in different order or in different priorities in the region. So the LATAM board help us a lot to connect with regional companies, for example, okay, because of course they know them, mm-hmm, and to really move things locally, because they are more in the daily, let's say in the day-to-day in the region. So they know everyone here and they know how to move in the region.
Yeah, that makes complete sense. Thank you. So you mentioned CHL before, and I do have a question for you specifically on that. It's really impressive that you're already in Mexico, Colombia, and Costa Rica. So what do you think has been the key to your success in the region? And do you have any success stories that you could share that we could be inspired by in Europe?
I think that is the commitment of the companies. They are really eager to work for the consumer and to make and to help them to live healthier life. So we are all in the same goal, I will say, or we have the same objective. Okay. And we are piloting different models in Latin America to find the best way to accomplish what we want. So I think that the I don't know, the key or this of the success of CHL in Latin America is the interest of the companies, the interest of our members to work collaborative for this same goal or same objective. If I can mention one of a success story. And I think that it's also because of the LATAM board, they are really focus in CHL. They really want to we all as industry find a way or find the model in order to accomplish our goals. So the LATAM board, it's really committed and they help us a lot with all the CEOs, the local or the country managers. So I think that the commitment of the companies and the engagement of the companies have been key for the development of CHL in Latin America.
Okay. And out of those three countries that you're present in, is there one where you think it has been particularly successful quickly?
I think that maybe Colombia, because it was the first one, because one of the LATAM board coaches is here, so he's really pushing and help us a lot. But I think that Mexico is going to look very good because we have a lot of people helping us and a lot of companies involved. So I think that of course it could be challenging when you have more and more companies, but as well it at the end of the day it's going to be more collaborative and probably more sustainable and scalable because we have different companies, different point of view,
strength in numbers.
I think that
okay, so I have a bit more of a global broader question for you now, and that's because I don't know a huge amount about your region, and I'd like to hear from you what you think are the main kind of consumer trends currently.
Well, I think that as in all region, in all regions are the same. The trends are digital.
Okay.
Maybe in other scales, maybe in other stage, but I think that digital, environmental sustainability, mostly plastics, these days. And healthy products, all healthy categories are the main trends for our industry in the region. So I could say there are the same that we have in all regions in the CGF.
Yeah.
Maybe the difference is that in Latin America or in other regions, we have in a different stage or in a different, maybe it's more important environmental or healthy products than digital or the other way around. But I will say that those could be the main trends in Latin America, digital, environmental sustainability and healthy products.
Okay.
So that's why I think that our projects in CHL and in the other CGF pillars have been, we have been able to implement in Latin America.
Okay, so one thing that actually sprung to my mind that it's related to that, you see, it's not really a trend, but when I thought about your region, I actually thought of obesity, because do correct me if I'm wrong, but I had read that that is a problem, and obviously CHL is directly working to tackle that.
Yeah, absolutely. And unfortunately, the region have the biggest rates of obesity. It's Mexico, the first country where we have obesity problems, and in as well in Chile and United States. So I think that in Latin America, that's why all the companies are really eager to find a way or to help the consumers to live healthy life, and they really want to work with consumers and different stakeholders in order to find a solution and to be part of the solution.
Super. So we've just recently moved into a new year, and it's also a new decade. What, Erica, are your hopes and plans for the region for the coming year and maybe beyond?
I will say that it's to bring more value to our members. That's our main in the region, at least in Latin America. That's our main focus and objective, is to bring value to our members, to our local members and regional members, of course, our global as well, but to engage them with the Consumer Good Forum, with different projects and different initiatives at the Consumer Good Forum. I will say that that's our main plan or objective for the region. But of course, is to bring more local and regional members to the CGF in order to have different representations globally and different point of view. So to bring more local companies to the table and to our meetings, global meetings and so on, in order to, well, they both can network and learn from each other. I would say that also our plans are to consolidate our CHL initiative in Latin America in order to be part of the solution and to be part of the of this trend and to help of our consumers. In terms of food waste, is the main objective of food waste is to set a baseline in Argentina for our industry. So I will say that our plan and hope for this year in food waste is to set our first food waste baseline in Argentina for the industry. And I think that this is going to be really helpful, not just for our members and for the industry, but also for our stakeholders, for the ministry. And after we set the baseline and we know how much the food waste losses in Argentina, we are going to be able to find a way to work collaboratively for this problem.
Great. Well, I certainly wish you all the best for this year ahead.
Thank
it
you.
Sounds like it's going to be a very busy one.
but it's always very motivated when you find different members that are really willing to work, and they really want to work with others, even if they are competitors.
Yeah, I can totally imagine. So speaking of motivation, I'm going to ask you my last question now, which I ask everybody, finish on this question each time. And so what, Erica, keeps you personally inspired and motivated to keep doing your job and keep pushing forwards?
I would say that our members, that's our main motivation, I think, and the collaborative job that we can bring to the table. Being able to put together such important companies, global, local, or regional companies, and work for the same goal is really motivated. When you see them working, and of course it's challenging, of course they have different point of view and they have different, ways of working. But when you put it together in a table and you set just one common and unique goal, I think that that's really motivated. When you see results, when you see that something is happening, that they are working together for the same goal, even if they are really, competitors in the market, that they still can work together. I will say that that's our first motivation.
Okay, fantastic. Well, thank you so very much for taking the time today to chat to me. It's been really interesting.
No, thank you for inviting me, and for I hope that Latin America can bring more things and more members to the CGF.
I'm sure that it will. Thank you.
Thank you, Louis. Thank you.
If you would like to find out more about the CGF's work in Latin America, you can visit our website at www.theconsumergoodsforum.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please do subscribe to the podcast for more episodes coming very soon. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.